Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we're on now with our guest, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. You can stay a little bit more, I'm sure. Another quarter hour or so, Bob?
That's fine.
Good, very good. And Henry, you're still with us? Are you there, Henry?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
So what I wanted to say was that the I knew the Carson family, and they were quite conservative. But the Chandlers evolved at the same time as a family, as a group, during the mid-1880s, and the Chandlers had tremendous real estate interest, but they also owned the Los Angeles Times. And California was not a place that was peopled by people. There weren't a lot of people there. And so in order to get them out there during the Depression and the terrible calamities of the Dust Bowl of the Midwest, they said there were plenty of jobs, and they would circulate these newspapers through all the Dust Bowl cities, and people would, you know, get in their rake grapes of wrath vehicles and head for California. And via that, they made a great, great fortune. And so that's, generally speaking, the history of the Chandlers.
Okay. Two questions that I'm going to hang up and answer after
okay.
I'm gone.
Sure.
One is about Finland, the economic situation in Finland. I understand it had an economic collapse. And the question is I understand that Denmark, Norway, a couple of those Scandinavian countries in Scandinavia do not have the euro. They seem to keep their own currency. And I wonder if that's still the current thing with Finland or if they are switching over to the euro. Is there any type of, let's say, economic improvement that you may possibly see may happen with Finland in the future, since I heard that they did have a collapse either latter this year or early this year? And then the last question has to do...
Oh, well, let him answer that before we go on. All right, go ahead, Bob.
All right, first of all, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark all use their own currencies.
Right.
They are not part of the eurozone. Finland uses the euro. And
Norway,
Finland
too.
Has done quite well financially. Whether they're going to have economic problems in the future, you know, remains to be seen. I really don't think so. Iceland was the one that really had problems.
Oh.
And Denmark, Sweden, and Norway are doing extraordinarily well, particularly Denmark, which is surprising to me. I've been in all those countries, and I lived in Denmark for a year. I didn't learn Danish, but I tried. And but anyway, things are going economically as good as they've ever gone there. And one of the main reasons is the creation of money and credit.
Okay, I'm going to say this and hang up. The thing about gold, since I know that the Rothschilds control the gold, is it that they're... losing ground that they ever imagined before in the past, because I noticed that they kept trying to keep gold from reaching up to 690, and finally gold reached that mark today. It went up to 690, which is rare for this year. Okay, I'm going to go. Bye.
All right.
The Rothschilds have a great interest in gold, even though they're not part of the London gold fixing anymore. But... all the central banks and the Illuminati, the elitists, they're trying to keep gold down because they don't want people to realize there's some real problems out there. And they're doing that by using the paper market, which is puts and calls, and in the futures market. But they really need gold, and they're running out of gold, and that's what their problem is.
That is the problem. Too much paper, not enough gold. All right, we'll be back with Bob Chapman and more calls straight ahead as the program continues. Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
How are you preparing ahead events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the sims of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cookers that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect prop to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web. Visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabicas, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. Since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The Nickel Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
800-409-5633. Bob Chapman, international forecaster. And by the way, you can call for a hard copy. You want to get more information. You're not on the internet. Call the International Forecaster number toll-free, and that's 800-375-4188. You can also reach Bob online. Right, Bob?
That's correct. We have a site, and this is theinternationalforecaster.com.
There you go.
Theinternationalforecaster.com.
Very simple. And, boy, I'll tell you, what you've been saying every week, it's... People may say, he got a crystal ball. No, he's not got a crystal ball. He's got a crystal mind. I mean, he knows because he's in there. How many years were you in the field of business, economic, stock brokerage, and so forth? What did you say?
47 years.
That gives you enough experience, Bob, as far as I'm concerned.
It doesn't mean I can't make mistakes.
You can make mistakes, but your predictions at least are based on something other than quicksand, which is what most of these other characters do, you know? It's quicksand. I mean, these people who call themselves economists, and, you know, they're quoted regularly and so forth, you know, they're not Louis Rukeysers, you know. These guys come along, they get out of school, they're Johnny-come-latelys, and all of a sudden they can make people think they know what they're talking about, and they really don't. That's the sad part. Let's take Jim in Texas right now. Hello, Jim. Howdy.
Hello, gentlemen. Being you both are your guests brought up Barclays Bank, I'd like for them to at least tell your audience about what happened to Barclays Bank a few years ago when they lost something like $3 or $3.5 billion by delving into derivatives.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up, I think, if I remember right, being bought out by a German consortium or German banks. Is that right?
Well, I think a German bank is involved with them. I don't think it was a buyout. It was sort of a buy-in, if you may.
Well, they propped them up.
Barclays did run into trouble, and they, interestingly enough, are very anti-gold, silver, and yet they make, they have a thing called Street Silver. It's an ETF, which is an exchange-traded fund, and it's in silver, and it trades in the New York Stock Exchange in the same manner that a mutual fund would trade. And it's my suspicion that they are not taking delivery of their silver. Their buyers allow them to at times enter the futures market, and that's what I think doing.
Hmm. Well, they're still playing the shady deal, then, in effect, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's essentially what you...
And second, I'd like for your guest to talk about our current Federal Reserve Chairman, whose nickname before he became Federal Reserve Chairman was Helicopter Ben Bernanke, and the and what Helicopter Ben meant when they gave him that nickname.
Well, Ben said that... if we don't have enough money to make things, we'll print it and we'll take it up in helicopters and we'll dump it on the people so that they can go and spend it.
Absolutely. That's why they done away with the M3 report, if I'm not mistaken.
One of the stupidest things anybody in economics could have ever said. I mean, you just don't say things like that.
Well, it may have been more cockiness than stupidity.
Well, what's more stupid than that is somebody that made a statement like that and they immediately become chairman of the Federal Reserve. Now, that's more stupid than him making that statement, in my opinion.
I don't think it's stupidity, though. I think it's pretty calculated.
Well, it's planned, of course. It's planned and calculated, as everything
is. The only way out for these people, they have to use money and credit. And if they don't use money and credit, it just isn't going to work. Because they know back in 1928, 1929, and 1930. They cut off credit, and when they did that, they had a depression. That is what caused the depression.
Now, wait a minute. I've been told all my life that it was a Mood-Hawley trade tariff thing that caused the depression.
Absolutely not.
I know that, but that's what we've been told. It was Mood-Hawley.
Yeah, it's part of the propaganda.
Yeah.
And, you know, those tariff increases were only about up 10% for the most part. And everybody else was doing it, so, you know, everybody just neutralized everybody else's tariffs. And that's going to happen again. But
right.
We can put tariffs up in America so we can bring our business home.
And, Rick, one more thing to take it slightly off topic.
Mm-hmm.
This is for your listeners who believe in the federal government's explanation of 9-1-1 and why these steel-framed skyscrapers all fell, including Building 7. I would like for any of your listeners who believe the government's explanation to go out to their local welding supply company and tell them, I've got a bunch of steel I got to cut and melt, and I want the best thing you got. And they'll tell you, well, we got acetylene torches and we got this exotic gas. Or that. And they should tell them, no, I want these kerosene torches. I want these things that cause... that you can knock down skyscrapers right in their own print with these kerosene torches and see how many they can find, because they're not going to find any. They'll laugh them out of the place.
If you do that, you may be on the hit list for Al-Qaeda.
Oh, true, yeah. Acetylene torches are probably banned. I mean, kerosene torches, because they're so wonderful. They work so well. I mean, you can drop a 110-story skyscraper in its footprint with just a little bit of kerosene and a little oxygen, and down it goes.
But absolutely.
That's about all I got to say tonight.
All right,
Rick.
Jim. You made the point very well. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And before we continue, you might have a little more time after the break. I don't know. But I did want to mention, of course, the thing that we have been speaking about all year, and that's the so-called hate crimes bill, which you have alluded to here in your latest newsletter this week. And, yes, indeed, it is a very frightening thing when people who... for instance, Holocaust deniers, so are the ones that are being rounded up and in jail, and people who don't even acknowledge the Stalinist mass murders, and, you know, tomorrow, the day of the Armenian remembrance, the Armenian genocide, and those that are trying to prevent it from being recognized, including the Israeli government. You know, this sort of thing, clearly this sort of bill, is intended to silence some and embolden others, isn't it?
It certainly is, and you know, I was looking at the ice German, and I get the Frankfurt Allgemeine, and they had an article in there about people, and it'll be in next issue. You'll see it.
Yeah.
There's some 14,000 people they've picked up and put in jail because they either displayed some form of National Socialist memorabilia, or they had expressed views that are a misdemeanor or a felony under German law.
Mm-hmm.
And what really struck me was that 25% of these people who they've gotten the can are black people. And I can't figure that out because, you know, I lived in Germany for a long time. I didn't see many black people.
Mm-hmm.
And why would there be such a large percentage? But anyway, using the law, and people are breaking it, and they don't even know it, and they're carting them off to jail. It's just not Germany that I lived in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's take Fred in Pennsylvania. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
I want to bring up the issue of productivity in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
You keep hearing again and again that with the tremendous growth of that, you should have those employed in all occupations soaring standard of living. What's wrong with this picture? Could you explain, Bob, why that isn't happening?
Well, first of all, it was a fiction created by Alan Greenspan. And he was telling us, oh, the rate is 6-7%, and that's why the stock market is exhibiting irrational exuberance. That's December 1995. And the economy was not growing at that rate. At that time, the economy was growing probably around 3.75% to 4%, which is certainly very good. Because the long-term mean since the Second World War is 2.5%. Now, in the first quarter of this year, it was 1.75%, which certainly wasn't very good. And I don't think it's going to increase. And I think the real reason, more than anything else, is that everybody's job is being shipped out of the country. And they're getting rid of pension plans and sticking them in 401ks. They're doing away with medical insurance, not only for the workers, but also for the retirees. They've broken their compact, corporate America has, for the most part.
Well,
and so how do they expect any worker to have any devotion to his company anymore? And why should they increase productivity when they're going to get kicked out of their jobs next week? So corporate business in America created their own monster.
Well, the question is, Doesn't it lead to less new hires with highest, you know, the very high level of productivity? And don't you have a higher level of productivity for automation rather than for people?
Both are true. One of the things that masks productivity is slave labor. And that's what we have. We have illegal immigrants.
And that's exactly what we have. All right. Bob, can you stay for just one more call?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back 3 minutes with Bob Chapman. Only one call now. He's got to run. He's a busy guy. All right. Rick Adams, be right back. But much more of the show to come.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become a reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a deal dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesAndMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone in the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via Corison's education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your site for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Okay, we're here, we're back, and we do have another call that we want to give a chance to speak with Bob Chapman. And he is Phil, I believe. Phil, are you there? Hello, Phil. I know you're there, Phil. You are breathing. Come on. Come on.
Bill from Mobile.
Oh, okay. They said Phil, Alabama. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay,
Rick,
Bill. It's fine.
Thanks for my call, Mr.
Bill
Chapman.
Bill from Alabama.
Appreciate your newsletter, Mr. Chapman. Your latest one, April 21, you're talking about Carlyle Group being insiders, knowing that this excess liquidity is going to last another, 12 to 24 months. In your on your Tuesday broadcast with John Stattmiller a couple of weeks ago, you said that the market was presently experiencing a dead cat bounce and would do so through the remainder of the summer, but then in October it would come to, I believe you called it, a grinding halt. Can you tell me if you still feel this way?
Generally speaking, yes. But the reason the market's going up is that this unbelievable sea of liquidity out there. You know, it's of course helped along on the bad days by the plunge protection team, which is known as the Working Group in Financial Markets, where the U.S. Treasury and others are in the market manipulating it. But when you've got hedge funds with unlimited amounts of money they can borrow at an extraordinarily cheap price, and they're in the market using 200-to-1 leverage, it's going to go up. Now, what's going to happen is someone's going to make a mistake, or several people are going to make mistakes, and that's going to start a snowball, and when that happens, the thing will start coming unglued. But I think in the fall it'll start to slow down, and maybe even before that. We usually have a summer rally, but we're already having a rally, so maybe we won't have a summer rally. And this year, incidentally, I don't expect summer doldrums and gold and silver. I think they're going to go higher. And I think the fall in gold and silver is going to be giant. But, you know, because of the manipulation that's going on today it's very, very hard to call the markets. And that's why, you know, most of the people that are in the markets are trading from day to day. And that is not the way to make money, because most people just don't have the acumen to do it.
Okay.
That's for sure. I appreciate your answer.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. And, you know, one other thing I should mention before we run out of time here, Bob, is, and you alluded to in your newsletter, is the news of the Russian plan to build the world's largest and longest tunnel, and a pipeline link, which will go right to Alaska. And this is supposed to be part of a $65 billion deal, which is going to supply the United States with oil, natural gas, and electricity from Siberia. What do you make of that? Is that going to happen?
I don't think so. But, you know, that's what, you know, when they were on better terms with the United States, that's what the Russians were talking about. But, you know, I think the Russians realize that the people who control the United States and Western Europe cut their throat in 15 seconds if they could find a way to do so. You know, sure, a lot of people who or in today's government in Russia, are ex-Soviets. In fact, one of them died today. And,
yes, Mr. Yeltsin.
He won't be missed. And the reason why is that the guy was an absolute, unadulterated criminal. And he made a mess out of the Russian government. And what he did was he opened it up for investment, and the Rothschilds walked in, and they bankrolled 25 oligarchs, was what they eventually began to be called, and they bought things that belonged to Russia,
mm-hmm.
or the former Soviet Union, for 5 or 10 cents on the dollar, and because they had money, which was being supplied by the Western bankers, and particularly in this case, Rothschild. And they bought everything up for almost nothing and made, you know, billions and billions of dollars. Well, Yeltsin was a handmaiden to the whole thing, and his family made billions and billions of dollars by working with these criminals. And, of course, Putin has taken almost everything back from them, and you see the fight that's going on between him and Baranovsky right now,
mm-hmm.
And rightly so. And Baranovsky hates him because he deprived him of an oil and TV empire, etc. But the problem is that these people are all wanted in Russia. They all committed crimes, all the way from murder to embezzlement,
mm-hmm.
fraud, and they
welcome to
they
America.
They spirited their money off to Western Europe. Much of it's in London, but most of it's in Tel Aviv. And
how convenient.
Yeltsin did a dreadful job, and he was a criminal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that'll never be mentioned, unfortunately, the real crimes of these criminals.
No, but I mean, I only deal with the facts, with the truth.
That's,
you know,
why
let the chips fall where they
that's
may.
Why you're not a comment. That's why you're not a commentator for NBC. Okay. Hey, we're out of time, right? You got to leave. We'll talk to you again next month, all right?
Okay, let me know.
Thank you. All right, and good night now. Bob Chapman, International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com, and we shall be back with a half hour left of conversation. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, right here at rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals and liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integridebtoptions.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are, and we do have an open line now if you wish to call in. 800-313-9443. And Ted Pike sent out an email today. I guess he took a cue from us last Friday night with Harmony Grant. And it is entitled, Call to God, Not Just Congress During Hate Bill Crisis. Yes, indeed. It's not just a matter of lobbying and calling and screaming and yelling and demanding and so forth, but it's a matter of looking to whether or not as a nation we are going to deserve a reprieve from this kind of tyrannical legislation that is being jammed down the throats of Americans by the ADL henchmen and their little stormtroopers in Congress. And he does say that this Wednesday, of course, day after tomorrow, the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee will move forward its federal hate crimes agenda. By using a cunning tactic, they will take advantage of sympathy for the victims of hate at Virginia Tech and anger with Don Imus. Verbal violence against young black athletes. A special hearing is to be held Wednesday discussing, quote, rising crime in the United States, examining the federal role in helping communities prevent and respond to violent crime, unquote. Well, first of all, if the federal government, constitutionally speaking, were doing its job and were protecting our borders, we wouldn't have to deal with much of the violence that we have in our streets and our cities. So the federal government is not the solution. It's the problem, isn't it? You bet your life. No question about it. So he says, inevitably, they will conclude that much greater coordination between federal and local police powers is going to be necessary. The David Ray hate crimes bill, the Matthew Shepard hate crimes bill, House and Senate. Well, besides calling and faxing and writing, we look back in history and look at George Washington, the general, who immersed in a similar crisis and other emergencies that seem far greater, the physical battles that he fought. And what did he do? He proclaimed a day of national fasting and prayer in which all Americans were encouraged to humble themselves before God and cry out for national deliverance. And indeed, that is what we need to do. And Ted refers to his father, Reverend Claude Pike, who was a veteran radio broadcaster and pioneer in conservative politics. He was very burdened for the future of Christian America, and he called for the revival of the National Day of Prayer. Claude Pike, yes indeed, Father Claude, he was leading an effort. And of course we know that Reagan proclaimed that day of prayer. Now, of course, it's one thing to proclaim it, it's another thing to live it. And so that is where you come in. You know that the power of prayer literally can move mountains. And Washington is a cesspool mountain, no question about it. Make no mistake that George Bush and this gang of criminals down in Washington, the only thing they know is wrath, the wrath of the American people, the taxpayer, the constituent. And if you don't let them feel your wrath, at least verbally for now, then they know they can get away with anything. But you see, they can't get away with anything too fast, too soon, too quickly, because they know that opposition will expose them. Same thing with the ADL and these other hate groups that exploit hatred, exploit tragedy for their own political gains. They want nothing less of a total police state lockdown in America. And they talk about Hitler. Couldn't hold a candle to these people, ladies and gentlemen. These are the merchants of hate today, and the manipulators of our minds, our souls, and yes, even our bots. They want them in prison. So don't forget, say a prayer tonight. Say a prayer tomorrow. A sincere prayer to the Father in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Get right to the point and pray that America will see the death of this legislation again for His glory. But keep writing, keep calling as well. Okay? All right. I know we've got calls, so we will invite them right now. 800-313-9443. I think it's Bob in Florida now. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, Rick, I do enjoy your show very much. I think you make an awful lot of common sense, and I think most of the things you're saying are you're quite on target. One of the things that we're not following, though, and I think this is a very, very serious problem, we're not following separation of powers in this country. We've got lawyer legislators making the laws, then we've got lawyer judges adjudicating the laws, and then we've got lawyer prosecutors enforcing laws. As Lord Acton said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. 250 years ago, when James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay wrote the Federalist Papers, they stated very plainly separation of powers. And Madison warned us 250 years ago, he said, if the effective control of all three separate branches of government get under the same hand's control, and we will have tyranny and oppression, and there'll be nothing in the system to correct the problem. In other words, you couldn't go to the Nazi party and say you're killing Jews because that was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the slave owners and saying you're abusing slaves, that was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the Ku Klux Klan, you're saying you're abusing blacks, that was their purpose. Nor would you go to our corrupt legal system saying we're getting abused in the system, because that's their purpose. The lawyers have taken over single, same hands control of all three separate branches of government. Now, we're supposed to have representative form of government in this country, say. Yet the lawyers represent not even 1%. They represent 0.03% of the population. Mm-hmm. Yet they represent 75% of the power in Washington. They represent 75% of the power in our state capitals. And they represent 75% of the power in our state governments,
okay,
and our
Bob,
state governments.
Let's have the website. Go ahead.
The website is www.constitutionalguardian.com. And the other website is called judicialaccountability.org. Now, we have about 900 lawyers in the state of Florida that want to abolish their own bar association. They see the whole system as being corrupt. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that people understand it. There's a wonderful book out there. It's written by Mary Webster of the Webster Dictionary family. Her name is Mary Webster. She took the original Federalist Papers and she put it at a modern language at a grade 11 reading level. The book is called The Federalist Papers in Modern Language. its index for today's political issues. It's edited by Mary E. Webster, the Webster Dictionary family.
Right.
There's another book out there. It's written by one of our famous lawyers. His name is Michael Lewis Mins, called The Underground Lawyer. And it explains how corrupt our whole legal system is, especially in the family law area. They describe family law. American divorce is called disorganized crime. And I ask people to please read it, an open-mindedness. There's a lot of interesting material in there, and I'm saying that if you get back to separation of powers, checks and balances, and avoid the same hands corrupt control that we have today, there's a chance for this country to make progress.
Indeed. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
I appreciate
Thank you, promo
once again. And now let's go along to another call. I believe we have Hugh. Is that Hugh in Indiana?
Yeah, Rick.
Hello there, Hugh.
Yeah, I'm out here from I'm from Greensburg, Indiana.
Okay.
And down Batesville, which is only 9-10 miles away, about 3 weeks ago, they had a big state police powwow there, and I was riding by then. I said, I wonder what that's all about, you know? This was before Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And now this week, we've had a bomb scare at Batesville School and a bomb scare at the Greensburg School.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of it, you know. This whole thing was planned before they ever started shooting up there in Virginia.
It certainly was convenient, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was, you know. We got Homeland Security moved in down at the old Miskatonic Nut House, and that's a proper place for them. And now that's down there just outside of North Vernon. And now it's on the news that they're going to spend $100 million to train troops for urban combat. How appropriate for the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It all ties together.
Well, that's right. And, you know, whether we can find any linkage or any actual smoking gun, pardon the pun, is not even the point. It's the way the media have handled the subject, and they have unfortunately revealed that there is indeed a chorus of people out there that want control, and the best way to get control of the people is to convince them that we're a violent, terrible society. We have to give up our arms. We have to give up our equalizers, you see? If we did that, the world would be safer. And, you know, world disarmament is the eventual goal of Satan himself, the destroyer. He wants people to disarm, but he also wants nations to disarm on a world scale, and that he and the power of the beast will be able to control all of the weapons.
Yeah. Yeah. When I got out of school, when I was in school in 66, I didn't even know what marijuana was, but it's every place now down there. People are cooking this damn stuff, and people are going nuts. They're insane.
Don't
That's
feel
all
bad.
I got.
Don't feel bad. I still don't know what it is, Hugh.
Yeah, I don't either. You know.
I don't. All right. I'm naive. I'm green. Okay.
Me too.
Thank you, Hugh.
All right. Thank you. Now.
I will defer to Patrick Johnston, Dr. Patrick Johnston, who writes quite frequently, I believe, anyway, I've seen him write, in the newswithviews.com column on the Internet. And this is what his column this week is entitled. Want to hear it? Here it is. Transform gun-free zones into gun crime-free zones. Ooh, I like that. I like that. It says, I am always amazed by the enthusiastic attempts of liberals to outlaw guns in the hands of the innocent victims and law-abiding citizens whenever a murderer shoots people. Op-ed pieces and Hollywood leftists are already claiming that the NRA and the prevalence of guns is one of the main reasons behind the murder of 32 students and professors at Virginia Tech. On the contrary, the gun violence makes me even more dedicated to carrying my concealed weapon wherever I go and encouraging other good citizens to do the same. Can anybody else see the conviction of the connection between the shootings at Virginia Tech, the sniper attacks in D.C. and Baltimore, the Amish and Columbine massacres, and all of the public school shootings? Answer, they all occur at gun-free zones. Even insane murderers aren't stupid. Even suicidal butchers of innocent people want to succeed at killing innocent people. And gun-free zones are the safest place to do that. That's indeed true. They are the most vulnerable. Think about it. Think about it. There's no problem with guns in our society. There never has been. There's a problem with people. Yeah, there's a problem with people, bad ones and good ones. The bad people who carry the guns and the good people who carry the guns. Now, in the minds of the collectivists, the so-called liberals, only guns are the problem. If we could somehow get rid of the object, there would be no proclivity toward violence. This is the new international man they wish to create, the New World Order. Thought control, the Gestapo police of the so-called tolerance people. And they know better than anyone. Human nature is the problem. Sinful hearts is the problem, not sinful guns. It's not the guns that are sinners, it's the people. And you don't control people by controlling the guns. In fact, you make it more difficult for people to defend themselves because most people are law-abiding individuals who protect themselves and don't seek to harm others. And it's always the crazies who know they can find a weapon of choice that will pick them up and do their dirty deeds. But when they know there's a school nearby, hey, there's the best place to go. You don't think they're going to go into, most of the time, they're going to go into a military barracks or a police department. Some may have, but darn few. They usually don't come out alive. They go to schools and nurseries and hospitals and places where there are people who can't defend themselves. So I like what Johnston says here, and I think he's hitting the mark right on the head. The nail is being hit. Absolutely. Gun control and confiscation of arms disarms the law-abiding, those that are more likely to be victims of gun violence, whereas gun control and confiscation encourages would-be murderers. I do not believe that those who want to disarm the law-abiding have the public's best interest at heart. Indeed. As he said, according to the scriptures, you punish crime by punishing criminals with a means sufficient to discourage the crime. If you want to stop the next shooting, don't disarm the citizens and victims. Encourage them to defend themselves and execute convicted murderers. Let's get to the death penalty. Let's get to punishment for those who commit the crime. And the punishment should be akin to the crime. Amen? Amen. And that's the way it is. Not from Walter Crankcase, but from Rick Adams. How's that? These lily-livered, lead-lined lummoxes today who say they have the best interests of people at heart. No, they don't. They don't care a whit. What they want is control. My friends, it's always about control. George Bush wants control. He wants a police state. Remember, he said it. He said it himself on the campaign trail for the first election. This country would work well under a dictatorship, indeed. And he would like to be that dictator. How convenient. Yeah, there are too many unanswered questions. Too many unanswered questions in this case and in other cases of genocide, of mass killings. And speaking of genocide, tomorrow, the day we think of, Tuesday, Armenian genocide. A real Holocaust that has never been acknowledged by the Turkish government. And, of course, we know the Israeli lobby has constantly opposed recognition of that day. How interesting, how ironic, huh? We'll be right back in the final 5 minutes. You can get on the line if you have a quick comment. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, be right back.
Our are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have props for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect product to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our new release DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it. I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We are back now for the final 5 minutes of tonight's program. And we do going to take a call. We do going to take one. How about that? One final call, I think, is all we have time for. Aaron in Arizona, hello.
Hey, good evening there, sir. How are you?
Good, sir.
So I'm calling on a cell phone, so I hope the connection is good.
It's good. It's very good.
Great. You know, I just found your program tonight, and I really appreciated the fact that you started it out, or at least what I heard, that you wanted to offer a prayer for everybody out there. And I just, you know, you don't hear that on the radio anymore, and I definitely appreciated that. And I absolutely agree with you on everything you said, except for that it seems like you're a little bit irrational about the president comparing him to Hitler. In other words, how many people has George Bush, how many American citizens has he sent to death?
Well, I think he's
sentenced. Proof?
He sentenced quite a few to death in the war. When you sentence men to go and fight a war that's unconstitutional overseas, you're sending them into harm's way, and that is a form of death sentence, as far as I'm concerned, no?
Well, yeah, but Hitler was killing citizens, you know, innocent people, putting them in ghettos, awful scientific experiments.
George Bush is doing all of that. This government is doing far more than Hitler ever dreamed of doing. Look at all you... Yes, my goodness, I just said we're killing our troops, we're taking people off the streets, we're kidnapping them under the Patriot Act. Look at Jose Padilla in his case, man tried for 5 years in solitary confinement, Aaron. Think about it. Think about how many people that he sent on renditions, planes that picked up people because they were suspects, not convicts, suspects, tortured them in Morocco, and then brought them back home. We've got the evidence. We've got plenty of evidence about this. Well, George Bush wants control. He wants a police state. So did Hitler.
I guess until I hear of somebody down the street suddenly vanishing into a black van in the middle of the night.
Yeah, if it's you. Yeah, if it happens to you, then it'll make a difference, right?
Well, yeah, unfortunately. I just don't see that George Bush has the metal in him to become a dictator, even. I don't think he could run a Circle K,
You see, the fact is that whether or not he's capable of it or he's got the brains to engineer it all by himself is not even the point. The point is it's happening on his watch, you see, and that's the point.
And also, Congress always gets away scot-free, and they're just as much involved.
There's
with
no
the,
difference.
Dysfunction,
there's no difference.
Right, and that's absolutely correct.
Absolutely, there's no difference between a dirty diaper and a used diaper that's dirty. They're both dirty. You can change
right.
the Velcro, right? But you're not going to change the diaper. And that's what they do when they switch from Democrat to Republican and Republican to Democrat. Both parties are owned lock, stock, and barrel.
That's one thing that I truly believe.
Good for you. There's hope for you, Aaron. You keep listening to the show, and you keep calling. I appreciate that.
We're
out of time.
God bless, sir.
Amen. All right. I think Aaron means well. No question about it. He's one of many Americans today who just doesn't see what's happening fully in Washington. But someday we will, and unfortunately, let's pray that day doesn't come too soon, because when we will see it all, it'll be too late. All right, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We will be educating more people tomorrow night, getting the truth out, the facts out. 9 o'clock Central. Stay tuned. We'll check in with people during the week, and we'll have some vital information for you. Don't give up the ship. Continue to call your Congress, all of the congressmen, senators you can, on the hate bill in Washington. Wednesday's the hearing day. We'll be back. We'll be giving you updates tomorrow night. Rick Adams, good night, everyone.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth.